Hello?
Hello, Devin.
How's it going, Dave?
Man, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, man. It's been a long, long couple of decades. I mean, days.
How many of these things have you had to do?
Oh, it's a ton, man. It's a ton. I've been, it's, what time is it now? Gosh, 6 o'clock in the evening. I've been going since 9 a.m., I guess.
Shit.
Yeah, it's intense, man. And plus all the stuff that's going on with the online stuff and all this as well. It's one of these times where this is what was expected. This is totally what's been going on, right?
I guess it's good to also, from the other point of view, that so many people want to talk to you about it.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's great. Like 25 years ago, I would have had to like track down everybody individually just to convince them to talk to me, right? So it's certainly an honor, man.
I was listening to Dark Matters again this morning, and I was listening to it in headphones, and there's a difference between listening to it just on your stereo and then actually getting immersed in it with headphones. And it genuinely made me smile this time around, so thank you very much. Very, very funny and great.
Thank you, man. This one was just a nightmare on every conceivable level, just based on the amount of effort that goes into trying to actualize something of this scope was just crazy. And it's on the tail end of casualties and a ton of European touring, and even going back further, it's like 5 records and box sets and by a thread and retinal. And it's so much that to have the opportunity to do this record was a dual-edged sword for me, because on one hand, I'm just so thankful for the opportunity to do it, and then on the other, it's coming at the least opportune time ever. So it was a struggle just to get it done and not have it be compromised by fatigue. And the fact that it got done, man, I'm just really proud of it. I'm really proud of this one.
And you realize now that you've created something this big that either a screenplay or a musical is the next logical step that I see for you. And I think you're perfectly capable of doing something like that as well.
Yeah. I mean, I think that even beyond the musical and screenplay thing, I find that a lot of the creative ideas that I'm interested in cease to be interesting once I experiment with them. Like for the longest time, I was convinced that what I wanted to be was a puppeteer.
Right.
And so on this new Ziltoid thing, I mean, we spent a week making the set and just tons of amazing puppets and all this stuff. Then I got behind it and realized that I'm just a crap puppeteer. And it's a really hard job. It's not like you put on a sock puppet and just ramble. It's a physically demanding and it's a skill that some people spend a lifetime cultivating. But it was good to know that. And with musicals, putting together the Retinal Circus, even though it was the equivalent of kind of like a high school musical, it was still amazing to me the amount of production that it takes just to pull it off at that level, let alone something else. I think what I would really like to do in the future is do a symphony, because that's, you know, aside from the story, aside from puppets and gags and things like this, the nature of what I have done for my whole career has typically been really layered, and that layering is rooted in an interest for orchestral type of things.
And a lot of that exists on Dark Matters as well. It's beautifully done, right?
Well, thank you, man. Thank you, dude. That's really after a day of kind of intense things, that it's very nice. Thank you. But I think the thing is, as well, is for my whole career, I've layered the hell out of everything I've done. You know, Infinity, even when I was on ADAT, it's just bouncing and layering and EQing and trying to make it sound like this massive orchestra with varying degrees of success, obviously. But it would be nice if at some point, maybe if I can take a year after the Royal Albert Hall just to do touring, just to keep the bills paid and whatever, but write something just massive like that, that is an orchestra that could go and use an orchestra and get them all in shape. And I mean, that could be a good next step rather than an actual musical, right?
But yeah, I'd love to see what you'd come up with an orchestra. I mean, to have all those different instruments and possibilities, it's endless.
Yeah, I'd love to, man. But I think the thing is that world as well. Not only is it prohibitively expensive, but that's not where my skill set technically lies. I don't know music in terms of notation and things like that. So hire an orchestrator and have to hire a bunch of people in order to articulate the vision. But I'm up for the challenge. And as is the case with most of what I do, it often morphs as I'm working through it. But something I kind of promised myself when I started these interviews is, as opposed to making tentative plans for what happens next, I'm just going to say, look, I've got no plans that are concrete. I tend to try and establish ideas so far down the line that before I know it, my whole schedule's rammed. And if there's anything I want to take from the Z2 experience, it's I need to know my limitations in terms of personal stamina and relationships and all that. And I'm hoping that that has happened.
What I'm about to say might make you feel uncomfortable, but go with it anyway.
Go.
As fans of what you do, there are, I would say the majority of us just look forward to whatever comes next because we know it's going to be good. It's going to be interesting, right? And it's going to be different.
Well, here's
so we
the
trust
thing is,
you with that.
Well, I appreciate that. Here's the thing that's crazy. I haven't talked about this yet because I don't know how I feel about it, but last week I was in LA and I worked with this producer. I kind of grew up with him and now he's this dude in my life, but he's produced huge acts, co-writes with them. And he said, hey, why don't you come down to LA and we'll write a song together. And it'll cost you 10 grand to record a song, but let's try and write a song together. Let's do it. And the label's like, okay, well, we'll if it's a type of song that this guy writes, we'll put it on the radio, and that'll be the next step for you. And so I went down there and I did it, and dude, it beat my ass, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's everything about that process is so contrary to who I am and what I've done up to this point that I don't even know how I feel about it. It's I haven't even heard the mix, but I'm like, you know, I don't even think I'm going to put it out. That's what it just comes down to. It's like anything. It's an experience, and I want to try, and I want to experiment with it. But the reason why I think my music, or the music that I do, works is because I don't second-guess it, and I don't premeditate it at all. But that whole scene, man, is about formula and premeditation and all this sort of thing. And I don't know if I'm just uncomfortable with it because it's foreign or because it's horrible. But that's the thing, is it's like I'm up for the experience, you know. And even if it ends up costing me a fortune just to learn that lesson, it's cool.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, every decision that is coming into my world right now, the weight of it is so much more than it once was, because at one time you could say whatever. Mm. You could say whatever you want, and there's no real value placed on it. But, you know, the more it gets attention, the more people are able to scrutinize it. And I'm prepared for that. But at the same time, that's why I'm so proud of Ziltoid in a way. Regardless of what happens with that song, I'm so proud of Ziltoid because at this stage of my career, to be able to invest this much energy, money, resources, and effort into doing something that's just, you know, markedly absurd is just... that's the triumph.
Well, you know what? You know? It seems absurd to you, perhaps, but I, like I said, thoroughly enjoyed it. And those little bits and pieces that I clearly hear you doing your own sound effects as he races through the cold abyss of space, and you're just making your own spaceship noises there with your tongue. See, that's that's the shit that I love. And aye, Captain Poopy Pants. And that stuff made me laugh so much.
Wicked. Well, I mean, for me, dude, it's like, I love it. I don't think it's absurd, but I get in the habit of saying it's absurd just because I'm surrounded by people that think that anything outside of, you know, the norm is an indicator of mental illness of some sort.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, so I tend to rationalize what I do by